Well, back in, I think it was 1986, I got fired from a radio station, and I got hooked up with this mad, wonderful gypsy with a long beard, and he lived in a purple school bus with two wives. True story. On the side of the road. Oh my goodness. So I started hanging out with him after I got fired from KLBJ for being weird. And he really knew something, you know. He had a sparkle in his eye, and even though he was kind of a madman, he knew something, you know. He drank beer all the time, but he knew something, you know. And that's why I hung around with him, you know. I just knew something. And so we started this organic farm with no money. I don't know how we did it. It was just crazy. We were on 100 acres, and we talked these people into giving us this 100 acres to use, you know. And we were going to do an organic farm, and it was going to be great. And oh my God, okay. So, and I was going to be the president.
Peace, love, and hippie beads.
Peace, love, and hippie beads, right? And I was going to be the president. Oh my goodness. Okay, so I'm the president. He made me the president. Well, my goodness. Well, we started doing this thing, and it was, we were living off my unemployment check.
You bet you were.
That was great. And we started to get money from restaurants in advance, because we were going to grow vegetables for them, right?
Right.
That was a great idea. So people were writing checks. So long story short, after a while, I figured out that there was no way this was going to work. This is not going to happen. This is just stupid. This guy is just, you know, so, you know. And then we were doing magic mushrooms and marijuana. I mean, come on. I didn't have any idea what we were doing. God. So at some point, I really.
You enjoy life.
Well, you know. So at some point, I go, well, I'm in trouble. What am I doing? I'm out here, I'm living in a tent, I'm part of this thing, there are people depending on me, and this whole thing is never going to, you cannot do something like this without some kind of structure with financing, with the legality of it. I mean, the whole thing was crazy. Of course, it was just a great experience that Spirit put me through, so I could do what? Help! So I started praying, and... I just started praying, and oh my goodness, God help me, because I'm in deep trouble here. I mean, I didn't have any money, I didn't have any place to live, and people were coming out, you know, and wanting to work on this farm, and it was nuts. So I started praying and praying. About a week later, this fellow drives into the land, and he was a real tall, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, looked like an angel, right? Looked like an angel.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And the first moment I saw him and looked in his eyes, I just knew that this guy had something going on that, boy, I wanted more. I don't know what it was, but I knew that he knew.
Wow.
Yeah. And so he just came to work. He didn't talk, barely spoke a word. And just helped us. We were building these organic beds, and he just chipped in, just jumped in. And he would go walk to this stream early in the morning. We had a nice river there, and that's where he would take a bath, right? Early in the morning, like just before sun was coming up. So I used to go there, and I would follow him there, and I would start asking him about God, you know. I get goosebumps. I'm going to cry if I keep talking like this. So
This is awesome. I know.
So,
yeah.
And I keep asking him about God, because I knew he knew about God, right? And, but he didn't say anything. I was so whacked out that if he would have said something, there's no way I would have understood anything. So it was about a week before he even hardly talked. Just so I got settled down enough so I could actually hear something he said, you know. Does that make sense? Because, you know, I mean, here I was, you know, drinking, smoking marijuana. I mean, there's, you know, there's no way that you could get anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, how could you, you know? So he waited until just the right time, or I don't know, and then he began giving me just little bits and pieces, you know, just little bits and pieces. No lectures, not talking more than 30 seconds at a time. He just made me get to the point where I wanted it so badly. I had to change, you know. I had to let go of this, let go of fears, you know, give up drinking, whatever, anything, what it would take to get centered enough so I could even feel what was going on in my body. I mean, I was pretty whacked out, yeah. Well, at some point, I think a week later, 2 weeks later, he gave me this book and was called In My Soul, I Am Free. It was an Ekinkar book. And I read it. I read like two pages. I said, okay, this is it. So in the middle of the night, when the next night, we just escaped. We just escaped. We went in his van and we just escaped in the middle of the night.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Where did you go?
Well, we went into Austin, and I think one night we slept in the van, and then as fate would have it, you know how these things are all worked out, we were in a restaurant, and there's a lady that this man knew. His name was Nuva. He knew, and she said, oh, you can stay at my place. Okay, I got a couple rooms. So we went over to her house. And you know what, Lenny? He just sat in his room, and he was there for me. He never asked for anything. He never wanted anything. He just was there. And I could go into his room and talk about this stuff as long as I wanted, and he would never say, okay, I'm tired. I could do it for 2 days straight, and he would just be there. And when I got tired, I left, and he would just stay there. And he never once asked me for anything, wanted anything. He was just sent by God to help me.
Do you still know him?
Yeah. Of course, yeah. I mean.
What an awesome story. That's goosebump story.
I know, man. I can't even do it without crying. And so this is a great too. So he finally said, okay, well, I'm going to go back to Boulder. That's where I live. Okay.
Does he live there now?
No, he's been moving around since then. So he went to Boulder.
Oh.
So to end the story, kind of end. So about 2 months later, I said, man, I need to learn more of this because, you know, whatever. So can I come up and visit? He said, sure. So I came up to visit in Boulder. And he picks me up at the airport and we get to his place. And he goes, oh, here's the keys of the van. I'm going to India tonight, so you have to drive me to the airport, but you can use the van and stay at my place as long as you want.
Oh, you're probably like, take me with you. I want to go to India.
No, but see, he wasn't going for a guru or anything. He was going for herbs. Oh. He's an Ayurvedic doctor.
Oh.
He's my Ayurvedic doctor today.
Oh, wow.
The same fellow.
Oh, my God, I love it. Yeah.
I'm
more Chinese.
Oh, I see.
Well, actually, Chinese medicine, but that's so cool. My gosh.
Yeah,
what a story.
Yeah, so he was going just for the herbs because he already had his teacher was there, and, you know, his main guy was Harold Klum, Ekinkar. So, so that's my, and it's just been that way, you know, just ever since. You know, there's sometimes I don't even know if Nuva has a body.
Really?
I don't know. He just dropped out for years. I didn't know where he was for like 10 or 15 years and then popped back in. I think he's in Hawaii. I know he's in Hawaii now.
But you don't even know if he has a body?
Well, I mean, sometimes I wonder. I mean, he has a body, but he leaves his body so often that you wonder sometimes.
Oh.
You know? Yeah.
You know, when you talked about your teacher. Is this Harold that guides you in your dreams sometimes?
Right, that's right.
So, how do you? I don't know. This is something I desire so badly, uh-huh. And maybe it's because I do desire it so badly that I'm blocking it or something.
No, you're not blocking
it. But when you talk about this stuff, all this stuff is just, like, it's all goosebump, awesome, like, it reaches a core, a place that's not even, it's reachable, but it's not reachable.
Right.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, I understand.
It's so profound that it,
That's because it's real.
And getting there is, like, beyond the word sweet. Like, to be there, it would be so fulfilling, but in a way that, and I know it. And so I'm constantly, you know, like, even so self-help. I've been doing the self-help since that show, right? The same as you. I've been doing those 4, 12 of them three times a day. And for the physical body, I'm trying to balance everything that I possibly can so that and I know that we can do this on our own. We don't need self-help. We don't need sulfur. We don't need, although I do all of this, iodine and all of these.
Sure.
But yeah, I want to balance the body so that I can soul travel and so that I can be so relaxed in my body that I don't need, you know, that I can focus on that. And I focus on it a lot. I meditate and I journal and I sit there quietly and
oh good, you're
doing, all these things.
You're doing.
And then I listen to you and I'm like, I gotta get there.
You're doing great. Well, remember, you're already there, so there's no place to go. That's one thing.
That I know.
Okay, yeah. So there's no place to go. There's no place to go. You're there now. And just keep relaxing into that feeling. You know, you keep relaxing into the arms of God kind of thing. And but you should, I would recommend that you do listen to some of the YouTube videos of Harold. Say, so Harold has a body just like you and I, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he just embodies this state of consciousness, and he works with millions of students, chelas around the planet, and he works with students on every plane of existence, the mental plane, the causal plane. I mean, you could talk about billions of souls, but mm-hmm. it's just a state of consciousness. It's not Harold himself. Harold is just a guy, right? And so we don't worship him or anything like that. He's a really sweet, lovely man, but he was, you know, this was his karma to embody this state of consciousness, to help people. So he writes books and talks a couple times a year, but you know, all the work is done on the inner planes, and you have access to him right now, to that state of consciousness. But what's fun, once you understand how this works, and it's not like a guru, you know, whatever, on a pedestal kind of thing, then you can put his picture in your third eye, and I have pictures of him around the house, and it just makes it easy. That's why God did it this way. That's why God brought Jesus down and other people down. It makes it easier for people to grasp the idea that God is right here now when you have a physical body to see.
To identify with.
To identify with, yeah.
Human.
I mean, he's a guy, you know, he's a guy and he's married and he, you know, and his body goes through things too.
But he's a teacher.
Yeah, but he is, that's right. So. He's the living act master, the Mahanta, the state of consciousness that is available to everybody because it's part of who we are. And at some point, we are that already, you know. We are that state of consciousness and that we are all one, right? We know that. So we have to be one with that state of consciousness because it's all one big blob of God anyway.
But it's being aware and being in that state in order to...
Yeah, and the only way to be aware of it is to keep thinking about it, is that... you know, to keep contemplating on these kinds of things, to contemplate on it, sit quietly and think about it. Wow, could that be true? You know, that I am really one with spirit right now and I don't have to do anything? How does that work? Let me feel that more. You know, that's what contemplation is. This is what we do in Ekankar, where we don't do meditations, we contemplate. But when you think about God and talk to God and think about these spiritual principles, it doesn't get any better than that. You can't do anything more than that.
It's a beautiful thing. It always fills me with so much wonder, awe, and hope. You know, and that all you will totally feel it. Like just feel it. And I hear you talking about it, and I know you feel it. And I want that feeling. I just really want that feeling. So.
Well, it comes and goes, as you said. We can get caught up real easy in whatever, right?
Just
by forgetting who we are as soul.
Mm-hmm.
But then if it lasts 30 seconds or a minute, well, then you just go right back and say, ooh, that was interesting. What'd I do there? You know?
Exactly.
That was interesting. And, you know, I was on the phone yesterday having to change my long distance service, and they kept trying to sell me something before I talked to the person. It was just really strange. Oh, hold on now. If you would like to, this and press one. And it was just weird, right? And after about the fourth one, I could actually feel myself getting really uncomfortable with it, you know, and kind of talking back to the mm-hmm. phone. But I had the mindfulness enough to say, okay, it's all right. Just chill out. This is going to be fine. And this is just part of the deal. And you're going to get a change. So just, so I start queuing. And before you know it, they pop on. But you see how easy it is to get trapped, you know, and that's what the lower world is trying to do. This is what the Christian people call Satan, right? This is what Satan, this lower force is always trying to keep us trapped in our body, right? Oh, look at me.
Right? In these emotions and things, it's true. It's easy, like it's quick.
It's like a snap, just like boom, boom.
That's true.
But as you know now that the easiest way out is not to think about how'd you get there, or what are you going to do, none of that. You just, boom, just focus right back on the God. Just go right back. And you're right out of it.
If I'm not taking too much time, or
no, this is great. This is perfect. This is a great show. I think it's
okay. So, can I? I'd like to ask you about is it Akashic records? Have you, like you talked about in other lives, like what you were, and there are pieces of me that I know that I'm not comfortable or happy with, and they just always pop up, like whether it be not being being kind of cold, like being cold to somebody, or not caring, or and it's like, where did this come from? Because I don't always feel that, and it just is something that I always wonder, like, what was I in a previous life? What am I in a future life? How it's all it just is,
mm-hmm.
but. The Akashic Records. Is it Akashic Records, or how do you say that?
Yeah, the Akashic Records, I think it's on the causal plane where all of the records of our past life are stored, kind of thing. There are people that claim that they can look at these and tell you and all this, and I don't think they can. I think it's all not true. Only a real spiritual, God-realized being can help you with that. But you can just work with spirit on your own. And just say, just what you said to me before sleep. I would like to see a past life that would help me to understand why I'm this way. I really felt like this way. It's just, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that because I know that we can just do it ourselves. It's just there.
It is, but when you do have a teacher, it's easier because you have somebody that kind of knows the ropes and is right there holding your hand and has your best interest in mind and knows you better than you know yourself, because it's always been with you every lifetime, this teacher. Can you imagine that? So this state of consciousness has been with us even if we've had a million lives. So you think it knows us?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It knows us inside and out.
Do you think it knows us? Do you think we need to hold anything back from it? You know?
Isn't that comforting?
Oh, so it's almost wonderful.
That's just so, yeah.
It's wonderful.
It just feels so good.
And you know what? This state of consciousness, this state of consciousness, or what I call the teacher, the master, spiritual master, never once, ever, ever, in a million lifetimes has ever said, Patrick, you're dumb. Don't do that. It just
Patrick has said that.
Patrick has said that. But not
to Patrick.
That's right. So I've often said, and I even have it on a index card, that anyone or anything that gives you a hard time or criticizes you about anything is not worth listening to.
Yeah, that makes you feel bad about it.
Unconditional love.
I'm going to take that to heart for myself when I talk to my hubby and others.
Yeah. Yeah, you just want to, and we all get caught in it, right? But we just want to wish everybody well, you know, just wish them well and unconditional love. And it's hard when when you're married to somebody, you have a relationship, but that's why that's why you have this relationship, so you can learn how to love hubby unconditionally. Because it's been said that, you know, this is pretty cool to think about, that the easiest place to find God is in the heart of your beloved. Whoa.
That's pretty deep.
Oh, baby. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, work.
What's that?
I don't know if it's easy.
Well, no, I didn't say it was going to be easy, but you're going to be fun.
You said the easiest place.
The easiest way. Just because the easiest way is because you have somebody there right in the human body that you can, you know what I'm saying? So it's something just like the spiritual teacher is with the spiritual body, right? So that's what I've been waiting for that lady my whole life. That's why it takes a long time to get young, you know what I'm saying?
This is why this is really funny.
I know.
Oh, my God.
So I'm still waiting for her, but I think she's circling the runway. I can feel it.
<That's good. laughs> Oh, my God. I love you.
Jeez.
So Monsanto today got bad news from California, right? I don't know if it's today, maybe yesterday, but news today that California has now said that Monsanto's Roundup is cancer-causing. And so in order for Monsanto to do business with California, they have to either put it on their label that this product causes cancer. Can you imagine, Monsanto?
Yeah.
And or they just can't do business with they're trying to fight it. They're trying to fight them in court on California. It's like, wow, California's doing something right. No, I shouldn't say that, but I'm a native Californian. But anyway, all of that, I was thinking if they could, and I know how hard as a human, the human experience, I know this, they're not a human, but they're a corporation, but if they could just look to the universe and find love and find, they have so many seeds and so many things, they could totally transform themselves to where they didn't keep, they're going to always bump into people like you, like me, like the state of California, like all these, you know, the food revolution and Ocean and Robbins, all these, you know, John, all these people, they're just going to always bump into so many issues, and they've created so much agony around the world, and I'm getting to my point, but like in India and all the farmers, you know, with their crops and committing suicide, all the men and stuff. And if they could just find it in themselves to start looking at like the stuff that we're talking about, how could they make this planet? I was thinking about when I heard this today, how could they make this planet like if for themselves and feel good for themselves like such a better place for so many, instead of bumping up against like so many things, you know, always having these issues. And I was just thinking about when I heard that I was, because my spiritual journey is so important to me. It's because it is what is real. And it just made me think about that when I heard that earlier.
Well, this is really a breakthrough. The article's right here in front of me. I'll read just the first paragraph so everybody knows what you're talking about. Glyphosate, an herbicide and the active ingredient in Monsanto's popular Roundup weed killer, has been added to California's list of chemicals known to cause cancer effective July 7th. Wow. The state's Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment said on Monday. Monsanto vowed to continue a legal fight against the designation. So, yeah, they'll fight it, because this would be a major blow to this whole glyphosate GMO Roundup thing. So we'll see how it works out. And I hope, I hope California is better. Got a lot of lawyers, because Monsanto is going to lawyer up. And with the work like Stephanie Seneff and these people that we've had on have done, I think that I'm hoping they're going to prevail. And as wacko as California is, God love them to do this, man.
I know. You know, it's like, oh my God, they're doing something.
They're
right
doing something right. People. And on one hand, they tell people they have to get vaccinated to go to school, and then they do this.
Yeah.
So it's great. You know, they're learning like everybody else. So I think it's terrific. And we'll see. We're going to see how this plays out. But yeah, that would be. It would be over for Roundup if they win this. You know.
Well, it's a home run for humanity.
Yes.
It really is.
Man.
Because if that goes across, I mean, that goes, that's not just California, United States, that's India, that's everybody.
Everywhere.
It's banned in so
that's
many
right.
places, except for here. But I mean, if California does it, what do you think that all the people, this already is news for the masses who are out there just buying these conventionally grown stuff that's grown with, you know, all the crap that they, besides the spraying them and everything else,
right.
plus the nano and all of that.
Yeah.
But
it's
a mess. And this is why, like, a show like you is such a bright light, because there are solutions on a human plane, and then there are solutions on a spiritual plane. And, you know, whether it be wealth or health or, you know, or spirituality, whatever it is. And so, but I just think that you're such a bright light, and your show and all the people that you bring on and everything, it changes all these things like Monsanto and stuff like that. It's a good thing.
It's a wonderful thing.
It's bad.
And
yeah, there's a lot of stuff that is negative, and it can be hurtful, and it creates a lot of pain in this world. But when you are aware and you know where to turn, and you turn inward, and you turn to people, you turn to people who lift you and like shows like yours, and then you see things like California saying Monsanto or Roundup is cancer causing, this glyphosate and all of this, there's hope. There's always hope. Like it just feels so good. It gives people hope, and it brings it to the forefront, to the masses who are not awake yet, who are, you know, awakening, and it just brings it to the forefront.
Yeah. Well, it's important that we're out there, you know. I think that it's as above, so below, that more and more people are thinking about the things like we've talked about, maybe not exactly the same terms, but they're thinking about it, you know. You know, that doctor we had on, and did you hear that fellow that surgeon or that doctor and all these spiritual experiences he wrote about? And this was a conventional guy, right? And people leaving their bodies.
Which one is this?
Oh, didn't hear this guy? Actually, I sent this up. I copied that show to Sri Harold. Let's see. His name was, here it is. Dr. Scott Kolbaba. Physicians Untold Stories. Yeah, I mean, he saved some lady who was dying, and she had a code red through her. She was a flatline for like 10 minutes where she was dead, you know, dead. And he was trying to save her. And so she came back, and so she told him later that she said, well, I really appreciate you saving me, and thanks for doing that. And I was watching you to tell all the people what to do. And he said, what? And
oh my God!
Yeah, and so she's above her body, watching this whole thing go on, and so he was kind of blown away. So he started talking to other people about it, other doctors, and before you know it, he was getting all these different stories from different doctors. And this guy's totally, you know, conventional, you know, pharmaceutical. I mean, totally, you know, just straight arrow, medical guy, man. Hearing all this stuff and. Yeah, he was great. It was a really wonderful show. He was great. So these things are happening all over, you know. Not to people, it doesn't matter what spiritual path they're on, Christian, Buddhist, it doesn't matter. It's all the same. God's God, right? Yeah.
So, and we're all one.
And we're all one, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. So it's just one big blob. So I think that as these things are, people are exploring and growing spiritually, today, that then these things like Monsanto happen too, because all these people that are involved probably in the California thing, I conjecture that they've been having experiences and waking up and questioning, you know, and saying, wow, I mean, is this stuff really, is this what we want? And who knows how long they've been working on it, how many people? It could have been a bunch of people for years, and they're just waking up to saying, we can't do this anymore.
And they probably have had so, I mean, who, cancer has touched every single person that I would say, and, you know, I mean, so many people have had somebody that they love with cancer,
right?
And if not themselves, and therefore, in California, it's like all of a sudden, these people who really have not really thought about it, all of a sudden, it's news there, and Monsanto's going to make it bigger news because they're going to fight it, which is going to be good.
Oh, it's going to be great.
And then, yeah, and then, because that's the way it goes, and then they're going to, and then these people are going to be like, oh my God, I mean, I've been eating this food that has a spray, I've been spraying this around my house, I spray this, you know, all the stuff, and the thought is going to, if they're not awake yet, they will awaken to that thought, anyway.
That's right.
Like, I wonder if it caused that cancer, I wonder if it had anything to do with it, I wonder if it's going to be in me, in my children, you know what I mean? It's so cool the way this stuff happens. It's fascinating.
And another thing I would add to it is I would encourage all of you, all listeners, myself, everybody, to send Monsanto peace, love, and hippie beats, and and realize that they are just a player in this planet Earth, you know, drama that we've created them on some level. So to hate them and all this stuff, it makes it worse. They'll just fight harder. Don't do that, you know. Just like you said, you know, encourage them to wake up and say, boy, I'm, you know, maybe this will be a chance so you guys could find out that these things are really bad. And so thank you and all that. You know, send them peace, love, hippie beads. That's how, you know, that's the kung fu or the, you know, the Sun Tzu. What's the art of war, Sun Tzu, the art of war. And that's how you win battles.
Yeah.
That's how you win battles, is to not be a battle and give your opponent peace, love, and hippie beads, and they just melt, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, you get the angrier you get, that you just send that energy out, and it you know, just it comes back too. So, well, this has been a fantabulous conversation. Thank you for allowing me on your show.
Well, I didn't know you were going to be a guest this morning. We had Dr. Jennifer Daniels, and Lenny was the guest. So it's very interesting how this happened. So what's the name of your book? We didn't even talk about your book.
Oh, it's Seven Simple Steps to a Crazy, Awesome, Healthy You.
Now say that again.
Yeah.
So say it again.
I know it's long. Seven Simple Steps to a Crazy, Awesome, Healthy You.
Oh, cool.
And it was just, I had to literally take myself from crawling. I had epileptic seizures and stuff. Kinds of stuff. My brains, I could hardly move myself. And it was just when I stopped all the drugs. I went through a week, probably a little more, of like just seizures like crazy, like no, you know, just it was really like I felt like I was on this rolling ship, and like I'd fall and I cracked my head, my teeth, I have scars and you know both my eyes on the cracked my back of my head and stuff, gashes and stuff, but I mean it was all worth it, and so I had to start from you know to start with hydrating and deep breathing and all these things, you know, and getting, you know, sleeping, exercising. I just had to start all over. And so that's really what the book is all about. And, you know, mindset, which I'm going to revise it because it's really heart set, you know, it's not your mindset as much. And just, that's really what it's about. It's about raising yourself up and doing the things physically for your body that you need to do. And my path is to help people detoxify because I think more than anything, if people understand that they can detoxify, there are all kinds of things, you know, like the aluminum, drinking the Fiji water here in the United States at least, and the sulfur, and, you know, cleaning, using the sulfur salts from Phil Thomas, you know, the iodine, detoxified iodine, so that you can clear your thyroid and all these things. I mean, there are just so many ways to detoxify, and it's really it's more fun. I mean, we live in a toxic world, but it's just more that you can do something about it, and that is empowering, and it can also be fun like a puzzle. You know, I mean, just detoxifying your body and living your, you know, being your highest self and reaching deep and being your authentic self, and so. As I teach it, I am traveling that path myself.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And so you help people? You have like you're a consultant for people?
Well, I'm just starting now. I was, and then I stopped, and we RV a lot. So I kind of started trying to figure out what do I want to be when I grow up? And so I'm just now starting to put the detox program together to help people to detoxify. So I just have a few clients, but mostly it's for thyroid and you know, for helping them to get energy. And because I have a lot of energy, and I have a lot of energy because I eat right, and I hydrate, and I work out, and I contemplate. Mm-hmm. And I, you know what I mean?
You contemplate?
And I love God, and I love people, and I honor when I'm angry, I honor that, and then I move from it and recognize that it is just a state, and there's something there, and I need to deprogram from 0 to 7. There are just all these things that I'm working on. So it's not, you know, I'm restarting and resetting.
Oh,
so
well, you're doing great. You're really doing good. And I'll send you a couple T-shirts when you send me your address too, because Jeffrey just wrote in. Don't forget to send Lenny some T-shirts. He sent. So we have listeners looking out for your best interest.
Yeah. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I'm so sorry, Patrick.
That's all right. That's right.
My hubby came out and they needed to verify something.
Oh, that's right.
So I missed what you said. I apologize.
Jeffrey wrote in, said, don't forget to send Lenny T-shirts.
Oh, my God. Don't forget to send me a T-shirt.
I
want to call in. Thank you, Jeffrey. Oh, my God. I love you.
See,
that
so
is
Jeffrey
so,
was thinking.
So awesome of you.
Yeah. So when you send me your address,
Jeffrey, I love you. Thank you.
We'll send you a book and then also some T-shirts. Couple T-shirts.
Yeah, and let me choose my color. No, just kidding.
Yeah, I had a lady wanted to choose a color. I said, lady, you know, these are tie-dye. They're like 12 different colors. Well, yeah, I know, but I want one that's so good. People are hilarious.
That made me laugh when you said it.
People are hilarious.
Oh, my God. Patrick, you're the best. You're such a bright light in my world and spiritually, physically, all your guests and your, you know, all of us, but your listeners that call in and all, I mean, just intelligent, just energy and awesomeness. And you've created the most amazing thing ever. And I'm just so appreciative and grateful to you in so many ways. And I love you so incredibly much.
Well, thank you very much. I love you too, sweetie. We really appreciate having you on the show. And I didn't know you were going to be a guest this morning, but you were, and it was great because Dr. Daniels just had to make way for you because the spirit had Lenny to be a guest. You know, I've been actually, before you go, I've been actually, this is really crazy. I've been thinking, I keep getting this idea about living in Colorado, moving to Colorado the last year.
I thought you were going to go to San Luis or to California to be a director of your movie.
Oh, you mean, I would only do that if I went to UCLA Film School, which I don't think I'm going to do.
Oh, I see. Yes, Colorado is awesome.
So I've been told about Pagosa Springs.
Pagosa Springs is nice.
Is it nice?
I haven't been to, God, I've passed through Pagosa Springs. I haven't really, so I can't tell you much about Pagosa Springs.
Well, I'm going to come
a minute. Yes, it's by Durango. Yes. Because I went to school in Durango.
Is that cool up there?
I mean, my first year. Huh?
Is that cool up there?
Is it nice? It's mountain. It's mountain. It's really, really pretty. And, yeah, you know, do our friends Google. By the way, they were fined, but I think I forgot, and I don't even know for what. I just saw, like, a little thing. I always try and turn away from the television, but I saw they were fined, like, $2.7 billion or something, like a massive fine for something. Did you see that?
Who was?
Google? Anyway, Google. Yeah, Google was fined.
They can afford it.
Well, yeah, but it's like the biggest thing. But anyway, Pagosa Springs. Get on Google and look at it. Look at the area. But I'm pretty sure that's right by Durango. And Durango is, I mean, I chose a lesser school just so I could be in the environment. I mean, lesser in the sense I turned out that I lived. I went to Mexico and lived in Mexico to finish my schooling there. But it's from Durango, so Fort Lewis. But anyway, it was just the mountains and the life and everything else. But look at it; it's just really, really pretty, and it's mountain area, and it's gotten to be a bigger town though,
mm-hmm.
So bigger area. But just look at the population. Yeah. Look at the get on Google. I will.
Thanks. I've been just feeling like a move maybe is coming. I don't know why, but. Because we want to have some more animals, like horses, a horse, horse.
Oh, nice.
A horse,
yes.
And maybe some cows for pets, and maybe some goats for pets, and chickens, and I don't know.
And then you can have your eggs.
And you can have eggs.
Fresh eggs.
And the land here is just not real conducive to that. We have 15 acres, and it's beautiful, but it's kind of rocky. And I'm just wanting something a little bit softer land. And I always liked Colorado whenever I was there because they always had a lot of sun in Colorado.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, there is a lot of sun. And the snow, it just depends on where you're at, but it doesn't last like in... I live in Centennial, which is just outside of Denver, and it's just like... It doesn't really matter. It snows, and then the next day, you can have a foot of snow. The next day, it's melting, or that same day, because then it's just... The sun is shining so bright. It's an incredible place. I will not move from here.
You like it up
and
there,
if I do move, it would be we've been RVing a lot, so it might be Florida, or something. But I don't even think that because the bugs and stuff. There's no ticks. There's no. I mean, you'd be
really. That's great. Yeah, and see what I'll tell you that I've been getting the idea that Brio, my golden retriever, is going to come back as a horse. So
gonna come back as a horse.
Yeah,
I need to
have a place for a horse. Yeah, that's what
I like that idea.
Yeah,
that's great. Then I can come up and go horseback riding.
Yeah, you can come up and ride her.
I'm Brio.
Oh, I'm Brio. Brio. I'll probably call her Brio, right? If it's a boy, I'll call her Brio instead of Brio.
Brio.
Yeah, God love her. I know it's incredible. Yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. So that's our story.
There are no coincidences.
There
Patrick.
Are so no
none.
No. Well, thanks for being on the show, and I really appreciate it. I'm sorry we didn't promote the show with you, but we didn't know until 9:06. But
I don't know that I'm that big of a draw, very honestly.
What's that?
I don't know that I'm that big of a draw.
Well, I thought you were pretty cool. Send me the information. Is your book available? We can give it a plug on the show page.
Oh, you know what? It's a PDF only, and I'm at this point I'm giving it out. Plus, it has it was 2 years ago, and that's when I was into fermented cod liver oil. So, I mean, I wrote a part on supplements. I have to revise it, but that's the only part I need to revise. But yeah, it's a PDF, and I can just send it to you. And
Do you mind if we put your email address? Can we publish that?
My email address?
Yeah.
Sure. Lindsay Motivate.
Yeah, send it to me.
You mean right?
Send it to me on email with your when you send me your address, so I send you the book, and we'll put the email in the show page so people would like to get that PDF of the book. We'll let them. They can email you.
Man, that is super kind.
How's that cool?
I just love to reach people and help them to get healthy so they can. But your audience is kind of might be beyond my book, but that's
no, it's fine. People, and you know, it's interesting about the cod liver oil. Did you hear Stephen talking about this raw, really cool cod liver oil? I'm almost tempted to try it.
No, I did not hear. You know, your show was yesterday, right?
Right, but our internet was down, so. That's probably
good. Yeah. I thought it was me. I listened to you and I was listening to you guys on
an archive show.
Okay.
Anyway, he's talking about this cod liver oil that is raw, that they don't even use metal to cut it, so it doesn't oxidize. It's got no oxidation. It's like incredible. I mean, it's like the real deal, the real cod liver oil. So I mean,
where did they get it?
It's from Europe somewhere, he was really gaga about the whole thing. So, I don't know.
Well, the brain needs the omega 3.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know,
I might try it, but I mean, you know what Adam has taught us, and all these people have taught us is cod liver oil. Almost all, probably all of it is oxid. You know, is. Rancid.
Yes.
Not good. But Stephen claims that this stuff is not, that it's actually clean machine. So I don't know.
I believe Stephen. I mean, he tests stuff and
he's a smart guy.
At least I would try it. I would try it based on his belief that it's good.
Right. Right.
Well, anyway, but that's really good. I did not hear about that, but I'm glad. I mean, it's, you know, I kind of feel bad for the cods, but
oh, cods, yeah. I've been
almost vegan for those, you know, for a long time, and I've just been changing eating eggs. And after listening to Ken Rolla and talking about, you know, about the teeth and all that, because I was having problems, so I've been eating eggs and eggs and butter are my things that I do, and that's been helping in my energy. So I even have more energy, and it makes me so excited.
Oh, so your body liked the eggs a little bit. They liked them.
My body has, yes. I've been doing that off and on for about 4 months since listening to it. You know, mm-hmm. one of the things that he talked to one of your shows. And it gave me permission, because I was feeling like, oh, my God, there's something wrong. Actually, probably, yeah. But anyway. So then I started getting, you know, doing butter and eggs and I just feel so much better.
Oh, really?
I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I just feel, and I, sometimes I even crave, you know, meat. Everyone, like I make my hubby stuff. So I make him bacon on Sundays and I mean, I know how intelligent pigs are and stuff, and so it just bothers me so much. But
the
smell, sometimes I just want to eat it so badly,
mm-hmm.
and then my head or my heart gets in the way or something, and then so I haven't ventured there, but anyway, so that's the story. I don't know even though I went there, but thank you, Patrick. Thank you for a very nice show.
Well. It's just really nice having you here, and it was just great fun talking to you. I look forward to getting your email, and we'll send you out a book. I'm getting some more, and The Call of Soul. And anybody else wants to book, We'll send you out one. Just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. So say hi to your husband. Tell him lots of luck with the news. And we'll just kind of keep
you him. You would love talking to him because you love Andrew Goss, and this is his.
Oh,
his,
he's an Andrew Goss guy. Yeah.
No. He's a whole different. Some of it, but there are other things that he's like. Well, here's where this is not correct. I mean, you would love picking his brain. You would absolutely love it. You would be like, oh my gosh, just a different take. You know, like always just opening up to a different take. But I will tell him hello.
Yeah. tell him hello and have him call sometime. You know, if he's got some different opinions on something with that, have him call and talk to Andy about it. He loves that kind of stuff.
Yeah. No, I've told him. I said, you know, you just need to. He's kind of an introvert, and this is not his. Like, this is a hobby, but literally he should be doing it. He does commercial real estate. But yeah, he loves this stuff, and he's very much into it and trading and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, so yeah, cool.
He's fascinated with it, and he's fascinating to listen to.
Cool.
But yeah, I've been trying, and I will continue to, because it would be nice to have Andrew Goss's opinion on stuff.
If I come up to Colorado, Doodle and I will come visit you guys.
Ah, that would be awesome. I know you're going to visit everybody. I love that.
We're going to visit everybody. That. We're going to go on a road trip and just visit everybody.
There you go. I love you, Patrick.
I love
you
too, sweet. Thanks for everything. We really enjoyed having you on. It was a perfect fill-in for Dr. Daniels, who wasn't able to make it today.
We love her too.
Yeah. Thanks, Lenny.
Right.
See you soon.
Thanks,
bye.
Everybody.
Bye. Well, man, you just can't kind of make that up, can you? Nah, you just can't make that up. Well, hope you enjoyed that. I sure had fun, and that was impromptu open phones. It turned into, hopefully, some good information for all of you. Sure was good for me. Good morning. Hello? Hello? Are you on the phone? Hello? Somebody there? They got shy. Well, it's 11 o'clock. I guess it's time to go. Wow. That went fast. Man. Okay, kids, we'll see you tomorrow. Andrew Goss will be here if you have questions. Man, hold on, water. Water. If you have questions for Andrew, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. A lot of fun things going on. Wow, need more water. Talk too much. Ooh. Just email. We're going to be ordering sulfur like in an hour. If you'd like to be on, we didn't do any commercials today. I forgot. I was having so much fun, we didn't do any. Anyway, you know all the stuff we have. We have some great products. If you need something, please go through our website, Amazon, and help support us. And we appreciate being here, and I love you guys very much. Thanks to Lynn for taking notes. And we will see you tomorrow with Andrew Goss on The Real World of Money. This is Patrick Timpone. May the blessings be.